Welcome to Digital Stratosphere, the podcast that helps organizations throughout the world with their digital transformation journeys. Here, you will find independent and technology-agnostic advice with no software vendor sales spin to help you make the best decisions for your organization. Whether you are in the process of selecting technology, in the midst of your transformation, or trying to get your initiative back on track, Digital Stratosphere provides expertise and best practices to help. And now, we turn it over to your host, Sarah Dokowitz.
Hello and welcome to Digital Stratosphere, the podcast that provides independent and technology agnostic advice to help organizations through their digital transformation journeys. This show will help you dial in on what it takes to drive a successful digital transformation, from the high-level strategies to the detail-oriented practices that you may not have otherwise known. You'll learn about best practices and premier strategies used by industry leaders who have driven millions of dollars in net positive business transformations. Over the next 20 minutes, we'll cover the things you need to know to make your digital transformation successful. My name is Sarah Dokovic, and I'm your host, and thank you so much for joining us today. In today's episode, we are going to dive into the concept of project health checks. Now, many companies have been opting in to hire an independent third-party consultant to perform a project health check in an effort to help their project progress in a healthy fashion. And joining me for the conversation today is Brian Potts, Chief Client Officer and Managing Partner of Third Stage Consulting Group. Third Stage is an independent and technology-agnostic digital transformation consulting firm. And Brian and his team have worked with some of the world's leading organizations in their transformation journeys. And they have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly when it comes to what makes a digital transformation tick. We're going to dive into Brian's firsthand experience in what keeps a project healthy and the value that the project health check could bring to the table. Hey, Brian, thanks so much for being with us today.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Always a pleasure to chat with you. So let's start from the beginning. Could you just tell me a little bit about what a project health check is? Like, why would companies opt in to perform periodic project health checks?
So the answer to that is why do you go to the doctor for a physical every year? You want to prevent future issues that become bigger and bigger. So it's the identification of potential things that could cause trouble with your implementation. So, you know, at any number of points, you can identify where things are headed and cut them off before they become major issues.
Yeah, totally. That totally makes sense. I mean, why wouldn't you? That would just be silly if you don't do your, you know, checkups and everything as well. And there are obviously various types of transformation projects. Like, some can be simple integrations, while others are complex mergers and system overhauls. So what type of projects would be the best fit for a project health check versus bringing in a consultant from the get-go?
The more complexity, the more you're going to need health check. Now, understand also that a health check is a component of what we call quality assurance. I know we've run some separate sessions on that. So if you're working with a consulting group to run quality assurance, health checks are going to be a part of that. So those should be assumed at regular intervals. If you haven't engaged a quality assurance organization, somebody to come in and kind of do a third-party analysis, then you want to do health checks depending on how complex your project is. And you also want to look at what are the targets and goals called an implementation or a transformation. So the number of systems that are going to be touched, are going to be integrated, are going to be changed, the number of processes that are going to be changed, the number of people that are going to be impacted. There's not a set rule, but the number grows with any of those, the more likely that you will need a health check.
Totally. And does it matter the type of system that is being implemented, or can a project health check add value across any system integration ranging from QuickBooks to SAP to S4HANA?
It can. I mean, if you're talking QuickBooks, I wouldn't necessarily say you need to hire somebody to do a health check, because the simplicity of a focus on financials, for example, you should have a good sense of what's working and what's not. It's when you don't have the capability in-house to identify all the potential risks and issues that are going on. So ERP is a much more common scenario where you want to bring that in, a large HCM or CRM implementation for a large organization where a lot of different organizations are talking, where you've got a number of inputs, data flow is confusing or misunderstood. Anytime you're changing something of significance is a good time to consider that.
And what areas of the project are assessed during a project health check?
So we've got an outline. You really want to, I mean, it's easy to say you want to assess everything. You want to focus, the way we focus it is where you are in the project. You look at a stamp starting point of what is best practice and work from there. So we've got our, you know, our own model for project health checks. It's a view of 13 lenses. Depending on where the project is, it'll put certain focus on where you need to put more assessment. For example, at the beginning of the project, you know, before everything's locked in, you know, the idea of procurement and planning is going to be of more interest than it is down the road when you're working on testing and training and some of those things. So you want to base the health check on where you are in the project, but you also want to make sure as part of wherever you are in a timeline, you want to make sure that everything previous to that has followed to plan. So one thing you want to make sure is when you do a health check is that you're not just looking at the current state only. You're also looking at what has already happened to identify what might be bubbling up that isn't identifiable in just a one snapshot view. It's kind of the panoramic view versus the more narrowed view.
Yeah, totally. That totally makes sense. And it's almost like a bite-sized version of like a full project consultation, would you say, kind of thing?
Yeah, yeah.
So if a third-party team is coming in mid-project to assess the health of the transformation, are there ever like any setbacks with the level of context and understanding of the project and the company as a whole that would affect the quality of the assessment?
Well, you're certainly going to get more out of it if you start from the beginning and do the full quality assurance model, but then you're going to pay for that. So if you're doing a spot check, again, you want to allow time and budget for whatever firm is doing the health check to assess and get up to speed with what has happened to that point. That would be an overview of the organization. Specifically, what needs to be included in a health check is the targets of what is the ultimate goal here of implementation. Not just we want to implement a new system, but here's what we want to get out of it. Here's the strategic drivers of the company. Here's our KPI targets so that we can feed those into a health check. So a little bit of extra time to understand who the company implementing is, what the targets are, and then do a quick review again of what has happened to get up to the current stage.
That's good. That's good to know that there's also like levels of involvement that a company can opt into as far as how involved they want and need a third party consultant during that transformation.
Yeah, it can certainly be overdone. You don't want to, you know, if it's a pretty straightforward, quick hit project, you know, you can vary the demand of a health check and keep it at a certain level.
Yeah, awesome. Good to know. Well, we're going to take a quick break. And then when we do come back, Brian and I are going to go into the details of how a project health check works and whether or not it's something that you can do on your own. So stick around because we'll be right back with more of the Digital Stratosphere podcast.
If you are trying to achieve digital transformation success, turn to Third Stage Consulting Group. Third Stage's independent and technology agnostic consulting team helps clients define their digital strategies, select the right software, and manage their implementations. With offices in the US, Europe, and Australia, our team helps the world's most forward-thinking organizations through their transformation pitfalls and risks. Whether you are embarking on an ERP, HCM, CRM, supply chain management, or any other digital transformation, contact Third Stage Consulting to see how we can help you reach the third stage of transformation success. Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.
Welcome back to the Digital Stratosphere podcast. I'm Sarah Dergovich speaking with Brian Potts from Third Stage Consulting about project health checks. So let's jump back in, shall we? So before the break, we scratched the surface on what exactly a project health check is and why it's helpful. And I'd like to learn more about what a health check actually entails. So in recent blog post by the Third Stage team, it was discussed that a project health check can help identify potential pain points before they become pain points. So tell me a bit about that process of how you enter into a project to identify the pain points?
Yeah, that's a great question. It's a very misunderstood idea. Is a lot of times people think the only way to identify pain points is when you're feeling pain. But again, go back to the doctor analogy. If you go into a doctor and he says you've got high blood pressure, treating that now can prevent some very serious pains and issues down the road. So we're looking for the same type of thing. We're looking for underlying indications of what might be happening to potentially derail a project. It follows the idea of we mentioned best practice in following standards. It also ties to making sure we have understanding and clarity on what the overall goals of the transformation are. So the first thing we look for is, does everybody within the organization that's implementing and also the vendor that they're working with for the transformation, do all parties understand and agree on what the targets are? Because a lot of times we find a very clear first discovery might be that the vendor's viewing it from this perception, the implementing company's viewing it from this perception. If those don't align, you're going to have problems at some point. So that's an easy call out. Going beyond that, we look for things like, you know, do you have, if it's earlier on in the health check, we look at what's being planned out. Do we have proper allocation for testing and training and data management? If it's further down, then we're relying a little bit more on what's happened and how it's currently being managed. You know, if we ask, for example, do some interviews around the organization and people haven't heard about the project yet or they haven't been communicated to, we might call out that it's past the point where you should have started organizational change. What that means is coming up, if you don't do anything now, you're going to have some issues with people kicking back, screaming, fighting, whatever, or just simply not being able to use the new system or processes. So we'd recommend starting on that organizational change front early on. That would be a finding from a health check. Any number of things around, you know, data security is always a current issue. You know, looking at all the hacks and everything that's going on across the world, we want to make sure that we're very carefully tracking the idea of security and understand one thing we look at is when you move pieces of technology, things open up. Do we have protocols in place and do we have that security plan to address those as we move forwards? Not after the fact and test for them, because that might be too late, but as we go. Mm-hmm. And we've got, give you an idea, at third stage, we have 13 lenses that we view a project from for a health check, depending on where we are in the project. Again, different levels of priority on those, but we'll view from each of those to identify, are we on track? Are we following best practice? Are there concerns or things we need to dive deeper in? And then once we get into an area where there's uncertainty, then we'll choose those areas to dive a little bit deeper and get more granularity on.
Great. Awesome. And at what point in the project would it be a good idea to perform a health check? Is it like something that you would recommend a company doing more than one time throughout their project?
The typical consultant answer is it depends. But it really depends on the size, the scope, the breadth of the project that we're talking about. If it's a pretty straightforward, let's say it's an implementation of an inventory module or something for a mid-sized company, and things seem to be going well, you might do one project health check. You might not need to, because one thing a project health check will do is it will set up context for you to run your own health checks. And one thing that we also set up is the concept of canary in the coal mine is we help teach clients what to watch out for. So if you do it earlier on the project, we do it kind of help you identify, here's things to look out for. If any of these issues come up or rise, you know, ring the alarm, call for help, and we can fix it. So, you know, in a lot of cases, one might be enough. If you're talking a full suite ERP implementation for a decent sized company, probably want to do more than one. And we recommend, we call them stage gates in our quality assurance model, but you want to run them at most towards the mid to the end of most major phases of the project. So as you get through development, you want to make sure that everything is up to speed before you, it's almost a stage gate scenario where before you go into the next phase, you make sure that we're on track.
So say a business leader listening right now is interested in bringing in a team to perform a health check. What types of companies or consultants perform a project health check, and what should business leaders look for in a consultant that is coming in to perform the health check?
Yeah, so two things. One is experience, and the second is independence. Certainly experience, you want to have done this before and understand what they're going through. That's pretty straightforward. The other important thing is you don't want any vendors that have bias in the project itself to do it. So, you know, I like calling out the big names sometimes, very valuable firms, but call it Accenture, Deloitte. They have their own QA departments that will do project health checks. Understand if a company is doing a health check on their own project, it's risk mitigation for themselves and covering liabilities. It's not in the client's best interest usually. So just a note there is bring in an independent party, one that's not associated with the integration. There are sometimes you can overlap that a little bit. If you've got a number of people in there and you've got like a project management firm, you know, they can sometimes get away with doing a QA check. You'll want to have some internal verifications on top of that. But for the most part, they're managing the, you know, part of their input would be part of the health check, but, you know, use your own discretion at that. But just make sure that the system integrator and also internally, you should not run your own health check.
Perfect. Yeah, I was about to ask you too if a system integrator can perform one, and if so, should they be trusted as well? But
well, yeah, that's not fair. I mean, it's not a fair request for any company to ask, because you know. It's like asking yourself, well, you know, how much money should I keep versus, I mean, it's just not, you need a third party to help with that allocation.
Yeah, totally. That makes total sense. And is it possible for a company to perform a formal project health check internally without bringing that third party, or it's just like kind of there's pros and cons to doing all of that?
Yeah, it's the same. It's actually the exact same answer. Is you're going to have bias. So they can do a degree of it. Your internal project management is constantly doing quality assurance and health check on the integrator, but you need somebody to do a health check on the overall implementation, which includes internal resourcing. So there's going to be at some point some, you know, conflict that you can't handle internally.
Got it. So basically, if there's one thing you take from today, it's making sure that you have a third party come in and help you out with this.
Yeah. The internal discussion we have that one a lot. And it's sometimes difficult to answer because you might have an internal third party who's not, you know, working internally that comes in from a project management standpoint to hasn't really been involved in the project, but they've got relationships. There's still reporting structure. There's financial incentives funneling around, and it's just it's not a scenario you want to put somebody in.
Yeah, totally. And yeah, you've pretty much nailed, I think, everything that we wanted to talk about today. So I want to thank you for sharing these insights about this particular topic today. So if our listeners want to learn more, what are some resources that you might suggest for them?
Yeah, we'll you know, go to Third Stage website. We've got a lot of recordings and stuff on there, and certainly subscribe to our YouTube channel. You can find history and a lot of discussions around this very topic. It's a growing topic, the idea of quality assurance, health check, and making sure it's preventative maintenance is what it is. So really, and nothing else, just reach out directly. We'd love to continue this conversation in person.
Amazing. Well, thank you again for your time, Brian. We're out of time for today's episode, but again, I want to thank you for being here with us.
Thank you. We'll talk soon.
And I wanted to thank all of you guys for listening. Again, my name is Sarah Dukovic, and we'll see you next time on our next episode of the Digital Stratosphere podcast.
Contact Third Stage Consulting to see how we can help you reach the third stage of transformation success. Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.